Stephen Miller slams Democrats for criticizing arrest of judge for allegedly shielding migrant. By Elizabeth Weibel on April 25, 2025. All day Friday, numerous Democrats railed at the FBI's surprise arrest of an activist judge for allegedly helping an illegal migrant escape deportation, prompting White House Deputy Chief of Staff Stephen Miller to play political whack-a-mole in response. Democrats spent the last 8 years stripping Americans of due process to jail them for protected political activity and for illegally spying on the Trump campaign, Miller said in a post on X. Democrats used the Federal Bureau of Investigation, FBI, and the spy agencies to pursue political enemies and to launch a coup against President Donald Trump, Miller added. The statement from Miller comes as Democrats such as Representative Ro Khanna, DCA, Senator Amy Klobuchar, DMN, and Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, have criticized the arrest of Judge Hannah Dugan, whom the FBI arrested on charges of obstructing the arrest of an illegal alien. Miller wrote, Democrats spent the last 8 years stripping Americans of due process to jail them for protected political activity, illegally spying on the Trump campaign, manipulating and fabricating intelligence and then criminally leaking it for partisan gain, using the FBI and intelligence apparatus to pursue political enemies, launching a coup against President Trump and his administration, persecuting President Trump, his family, his aides and his supporters, censoring and deplatforming and blacklisting the opposition, removing opposition candidates from the ballot, maliciously fabricating false allegations to inflict outrageous financial punishments, raiding President Trump's home and seizing his property, and weaponizing the entire legal system for the sole objective of incarcerating the Democrat Party's chief political rival and seeking to illegally obstruct and rig the 2024 election. Miller continued to highlight how Democrats orchestrated and engineered a mass invasion of the United States by foreign cartels and enemy terrorists. And now these same Democrats howl with rage when the invasion is returned and those who criminally harbor the invaders and feloniously obstruct their removal are held accountable under law, Miller continued. The FBI arrested a Wisconsin judge who stood up for due process for immigrants, Khanna said in a post on X. This is unprecedented. All of us need to stand up and speak out against arresting judges in this country. We are living in dangerous times. In response to Khanna's post, Miller criticized Democrats for defining due process as felony evasion and obstruction of federal law enforcement to shield criminal illegal aliens from arrest. This is not normal, Klobuchar wrote in a post on X. The administration's arrest of a sitting judge in Wisconsin is a drastic move that threatens the rule of law. While we don't have all the details, this is a grave step and undermines our system of checks and balances. In response to Klobuchar's post, Miller pointed out that nobody is above the law, and he highlighted how a judge harbored and concealed a criminal alien, obstructed federal law enforcement, and willfully violated federal immigration law. These are extremely grave crimes, all enacted into law by Congress, Miller added. Sanders responded to Dugan's arrest, stating that it has nothing to do with immigration. This latest attack is about one thing, unchecked power, Sanders added. It is time for my colleagues in the Republican Party to stand up to his growing authoritarianism. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers, D, also issued a statement regarding Dugan's arrest, accusing the Trump administration of repeatedly using dangerous rhetoric to attack and attempt to undermine the nation's judiciary at every level. In this country, people who are suspected of criminal wrongdoing are innocent until their guilt is proven beyond reasonable doubt and they are found guilty by a jury of their peers. This is the fundamental demand of justice in America, Evers said. Unfortunately, we have seen in recent months the president and the Trump administration repeatedly use dangerous rhetoric to attack and attempt to undermine our judiciary at every level, including flat-out disobeying the highest court in the land and threatening to impeach and remove judges who do not rule in their favor. As Democrats are criticizing the Trump administration for the arrest of Dugan, Department of Homeland Security, DHS, spokeswoman Patricia McLaughlin revealed that the criminal illegal alien whom Dugan had attempted to shield from justice had a laundry list of violent criminal charges including strangulation and suffocation, battery, and domestic abuse.